changed Leave No Child Behind by $28 billion, which means our teachers aren't getting the raises and the training that they need and are entitled to. We're not putting money into the school systems. We're not helping with health care. We still have 45 million uninsured in this country who don't get health care, 12 million of which are children who are not getting health care. He wants to cut the Medi-Cal payments to our state so that...
What about the family? Can the family reinstill this sense of civility in children? Or is the family...
Mama say lies filling way for glory to consume you.
Like I met you walk on or sit on, but this is like stretches for miles and hundreds of miles out there out in Brazil. It's a swampy, large, mosquito-infested...
Facility in children, or is the family decimated to the point where it no longer functions?
We don't have families anymore.
Excuse me, Fran, I'm going to blow my fucking head off.
All right? This way into your map like a lover, had his finger on paradise, knew the way with all his heart, then lost it. I always shudder when I pray. So your name must be a prayer. Saying your name colors my mouth, frees loose this river, changes my skin, turns my spine to string. I pray all the time now.
To 71 degrees with light winds. News tonight. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Erica Caron.
I mean, people don't. Very few people live in what you know we would have recognized as families when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, with parents who actually knew what they were doing, or at least you imagine they knew what they were doing. I mean, people. I notice now that people ask their children questions all the time. What would you like for dinner? Where would you like to live? I don't think I was asked a single question until I was 17.
Which is what me and my native assistant, Johnny Pago, was trying to get through this matter of Grasso because we was trying to get down over to Paraguay and then down to Argentina where the longest navigable body of map would have been transported up by my boat, which is a small 21-foot catch.
Excuse me, Joe, I don't want to step into the man's story, but I fail to see his victimization. I fail to see how he could be in this competition.
Well, let me just say that I didn't see your survival either. All I saw you doing was just being there.
I can show you the scars if you want to see them.
How's about Fran? Why are you crying?
No, that question was, when are you leaving?
Okay, say you are the dictator of the planet. How do you salvage this? Give me a substantive step we can take.
Well, that is my first career choice.
All right, dictator.
Tales of Robin Hood date back to 15th century England. few stories have created more colorful a hero who, with his band of merry men, has captured the hearts of young and old alike. The Adventures of Robin Hood has earned a unique distinction in literature. It is the one story that everyone knows, but no one has read. Once upon a time, in a place called Sherwood Forest, there lived a famous outlaw named Robin Hood who wore tight green tights and who stole from the rich and gave to the poor. One day, Robin runs into a big guy named Little John. They hit each other with stout staffs. Ooh, ah, ow! And then Little John joins the merry men and puts on some green tights, too. Next, our sharpshooter from Sherwood steals a mutton joint from Friar Tuck and pushes him into the river. Then everybody laughs.
Ho, ho, ho!
They're not called merry men for nothing. Back at Nottingham Castle, the evil sheriff signs a death warrant for a fearless hero in green, but nobody can catch Robin, so the sheriff comes up with a plan. Let's have a bow and arrow contest and get that green guy! So our able archer arrives in disguise. Robin shoots his arrow. Bing! Wins the golden arrow. And goes straight to jail. Made Marion, who's got a thing for guys in green tights, helps Robin escape. The merry men shoot lots of arrows.
Ho, ho, ho!
And everybody rides horses back to Sherwood. Meanwhile, back at the castle, the sheriff of Nottingham throws Maid Marian in jail. But wait! It's a Robin Hood to the rescue. Robin runs into King Richard the Lionheart, who's on his way to the castle too, so they all storm the castle, shoot all their arrows. And everybody gets what they want. Robin gets Marian, Marian gets Robin, Richard gets his throne back, and Robin Hood gets to hang up the green tights for good.
Amen.
Storming her dirty mouth, and he basically was an active guitar player from the San Francisco rock scene. And we have Charles, I call him Charlitos Gasper. He's like the man, like the 60 hertz bass guru.
You got it. Be nice now, you know, people are starting to care. It's like the big thing now is celebrities showing up at disaster sites. You know, because me, you know, if I donate to a charity, I don't like on TV or in the newspaper. I do it. You know, I got the bread here. Go cure this, you know. Celebrities, I'll tell you the truth, because I'm one, they try to fucking bullshit the public, man. I do it. You know, I got the bread on TV. Celebrities, I'll tell you the truth, because I'm one, they try to fucking bullshit.
Try not to touch me while I tell this. Try not to brush the thick tips of your fingers against my throat while my throat moves telling this story. Don't suddenly squeeze my bare shoulders or travel your mouth along the flat swell of my belly. Whatever you do, don't bite at the hollow in my back. Whisper, touch my ankles or match our skin like spoons. Don't punctuate this rambling sentence with your tongue or trace your name on the backs of my legs. Please don't walk the question of your breath along my thighs or draw a map on my quivering breastbone guiding me to you, me to you.
Fool in Europe, because I was sure I'd just be stuck there without money or friends. Mother considered that putting us away in schools counted as taking care of us. The have a good summer and think good thoughts part of her letter was facetious and cruel. She knew exactly what my summer was going to be. After all, it was on her specific orders that I continued to be locked up without parole. Who did she think she was kidding?
This is Lester Ainsley talking, Joe. If I can step in now, I think both of these gentlemen are frauds.
I fail to see any victimization here, Mr.
Perhaps
Lester.
The real
Mr.
people Lester. Have been locked out of the
I would like to be permitted
check
to
the front door.
Finish my story, seeing that I stand accused of something I have not even...
play the chords. By that time, I think most of you will know what the song is. But in case you don't,
meat products in their diet. I'm not entirely sure what the reason is, but or even whether it's a trend that's likely to continue in the future.
The letter I received, dear Mr. Slime, you certainly are low life. You certainly are low life with your statement about the unfortunate accident that Don Imus had. Wouldn't it be funny if he ended up like Christopher Reeve? Only slime like you would make a statement like this. Your partner in Sloom, S-L-U-M-E, Robin, is no better. Remember my...
Does not mean they're afraid of accountability. I dare any legislator, any politician...
Me to you! 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 Me to you!
The public school system, watch how we work and operate, and tell us if we are afraid of accountability. We will just blow them away.
And every, no, I'm not just talking broken Spanish and all that, but there was more of a music scene, definitely. And in the Spanish, let's say, rock scene, there was also, you know, we had Rocola at Berkeley Square, and there was the Braxas, there were all these different venues that were supporting new, you know, independent talent was kind of the goal. And kind of, you know, exposing international bands to people that won't have the opportunity to hear them on radio. Now you guys are doing stuff like this. Before, it was like one show a month, you know.
Ho, ho, ho. They're not called merry men for nothing. Back at Nottingham Castle, the evil sheriff finds a death warrant for our fearless hero in...
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Profound sense of humility in the face of nature's destructive power. For years, we operated under the belief that we could continue consuming our planet's natural resources.
Marvin, in answer to your point, in the first place, we haven't actually come to the point of the survival.
I'm just answering the questions.
What I wanted.
And I do feel this. I've been in many countries, Joe, and Mr. Ball Seawick. I've been in many...
It's Seawick's. Now, look, if you got a...
Without consequence, we were wrong. I was wrong. The fact that my first address to you comes from a consulate on foreign soil is a testament to our changed reality. Not only Americans, but people all around the globe are now guests in the nations we once called the Third World. In our time of need, they have taken us in and sheltered us. And I am deeply grateful for their hospitality.
Boy, now you've had a survival problem. You have been a victim, then you should be rightly here. I fail to see your problem. What happened to you?
Well, in chapter 4 of my book, which is just coming out this week, well, I urge all of you to read it. It has some marvelous cult pictures there in it, too. The vampire bats...
They exuded by their actions, by their presence. Others experienced their strength, their virility, their virtue. It need not be labeled. It need not be carried in words. Rather, it is carried in action and in being.
Bass is a rather incredible one. We were sleeping inside our cabin, and We began to hear a strange, crying, shrieking, singing noise. We didn't know exactly what it was, but when we went out and looked there, there were these little bats with small little black capes on and funny little masks around their eyes. We'd never seen anything quite like this
before. It has no emotions.
There was blood dripping from each one of them, and they were obviously, of course, vampire bats. We knew that because that's what they were.
The issue of our character as to who we are
. Nobody of another race in my entire town. The Portuguese stood in for blacks
New Metaphysics. Even though there are no fingers or toes, I touch my world. Just thought I'd start off with a little high concept, and then we can just come down from there. I don't want anyone to work too hard. New Metaphysics. Mountain stream, of course, also over there. New Metaphysics under and over here. I'm wearing a partial genius cap tonight, therefore I have to do the gratuitous synesthesia for everyone. Also, just to get my bearings.
And for some, for all, it's potentially there. But for some,
New Metaphysics. At the newmetaphysics.com. Make sure you put in those W's. If it's your first time and you're scared to death being an American like you're supposed to be. Of course, I realize there are some non-Americans listening. Now or in the future?
Getting in touch with, not labeling it, but feeling it.
I don't know who you are. But you may not be scared to death, so it could be a good thing. Gary at newmetaphysics.com, of course. If you want to send her back with that thing between her legs, get a new one. We're pumping them out here like water coming out of an ice cube tray. Coming out early. So curly on around. Don't drip on anything. Unless it's supposed to be dripped on. It's all a matter of chemistry. Animals are dying for it. If there were animals. I don't know if there actually are any. It's very lonely here.
See, their virtue. Or
thank you.
oversees the entire operation.
They're trying to get at us, and of course the best thing to do with a vampire bat is to wave a cross at it.
Play me that way! Don't play me that way! Don't play me that way! The way the sax man plays his lady, blowing into her mouth until she cries, allowing her no breath of her own. Don't play me that way, baby, the way the sax man plays his lady. That strangling, soft murder, notes like bullets, riffs like knives, and the downbeat slappy into her.
You're listening to BBC Radio 2 live online at www.
Into her, and she cries.
Us. This is, of course, what I did. And
friend, there is a God. Don't test his strength. And God's looking at me. Now I know.
They don't have a deal, bending a deal, missing nothing about it. But every Jew is walking around like this. Every Jew is walking. I gotta become a partner in something. I don't know what. Every Jew has to become a partner because of persecution. Because Jews could never get a job in this country. So they always had to become businessmen to overcome the system. That's why to this day, every Jew is a businessman. Every Jew is. Even if he has no business, he doesn't study. Every Jew has a deal pending or a deal missing. Every Jew. And they're all walking around like this.
One was white and one was black.
Game I was recently at. Let's hear it for these kids. They work real hard.
When I worked in this place, there was three acts to do besides myself. There was a dance team who gave a very poor demonstration of breath control. There was a girl singer who was the worst. The girl singer was so bad, after her first song, the audience asked for a glass of water. Well, one night the boss told her to stop singing while the waiters were serving.
Is that how she deceived herself so that she could go on playing martyred mother for the public?
Into her! And she whines like the night turning.
Why in God's name did she adopt all of us in the first place? Sure, we served a purpose when we were adorable babies. She got years of prime publicity out of us. She built a public image on us as her career began to decline. Millions of unsuspecting fans thought, what a wonderful woman to take four little orphans into her home.
I want to go on record right now, Joe. I don't buy a word of that crap.
All right. Well, we'll have an opportunity, an ample opportunity to go over our questions and challenges of each other.
I had no idea, sir, that there was to be epithets hurled in this competition.
You objected to me interrupting. Are you going to allow that?
Adventurers.
Kind of,
asked my kid sister last night on the telephone. What do you think about the USA Patriot Act? Huh? Well, let's learn about the USA Patriot Act today and find out how this erodes our Constitution, how it erodes the very rights and freedoms that we're struggling to protect. The FBI has new powers. They're snooping into medical records, your library records. Librarians across the nation even standing up and taking a stand against the USA Patriot Act. And we're going to talk about today with that about that today with our guest, Brent Johnson. Brent Johnson is director of Freedom Bound International. That is a common law service center where they educate Americans about their sovereign rights. Brent does a lot of seminars throughout the land. He covers sovereignty issues, social security number, IRS, income tax, right to travel, jury rights, Federal Reserve, the list.
Jointly sharing the magic, the workings, its success. Not necessarily equally sharing, but jointly sharing co-creation magic. And beyond it, there is a sixth magic corresponding in its way to sympathetic. We call it the magic of other, or other magic. The magic out of Sirius, the magic out of Lemuria, out of Atlantis, the magic out of Fairy Realm, the magic of the unknown, of the imaginal, the magic of your spiritual heritage, the magic of other than your current world. And the seventh of the magics, we call it the confluence magic. And this comprises the veil. This makes up the veil. There are some in your world, for example, who are very comfortable with spirit magic and they pray every day. They don't call it spirit magic. They don't use the word magic because that's of the devil. But nonetheless, they're doing spirit magic all the time. They go to church, they light candles, their priests wave incense, they sing incantation, Protestant or Catholic alike. They have their hymns, they have their songs to God, they have their chants, they have their affirmation. Oh yes, lots of spirit magic. But even to call it magic...
If he can't make a living, it's somebody's fault. They don't know whose, but it's somebody else's. It's never his fault. It's always those son of a bitches, those son of a bitches. Those bastards, they talked me out of it. You know what kind of money I would be worth today? Every Jew knows a building he could have bought 20 years ago for $9. You know what that building is worth today? $147 million. They talked me out of it, those son of a bitches. They talked me. You tell them, why don't you buy something now? No. Now it's too late. this is not true among Gentiles. Gentiles are never raised to think that they have to overcome a system. That's why if they work with their hands, they're proud and they're happy because it's a job. A Jew never works with his hands because you can't. To overcome discrimination by working with your hands.
Of the advances in the study of motion that Galileo.
I got rid of my grass eyelashes. I thought you were crazy about them. I couldn't see a thing. You can't go around with bald eyes. I'll get an eye wig. I don't like phonies. I have to buy the phony lashes. No, you don't. What can I do? Buy some real ones.
working?
Yeah. No. No. Been moving around, you know, Columbia, a couple of places I can't name. Nothing catches my fancy. You think God will forgive us for what we've done?
No.
You don't?
Me either.
Sympathetic magic or co-conscious creation magic or... Oh!
...of Calvary Chapel have really used and in many ways abused the spectrum by applying for hundreds if not thousands of FM translators and putting them on the dial and where... a low-power FM station might have been situated instead.
Deadly afraid I might be bad, but you're even more afraid that I might be very good. You know? And I understand the situation. For him, it is not that he wants to outdo me. He doesn't have to outdo me. He has a show endlessly. He's now a multimillionaire and is well known. He doesn't have to outdo and outwit me, but he feels the audience doesn't understand me, and therefore he has to give them a wink. He's just joking. Theodore's just joking. And they automatically laugh at what everything he says, you know. But it is a good show for me. I've been on now 24 times. And it is not, as you rightly say, it of course doesn't show me off at my best, because I'm on 5 minutes, I cannot establish myself, people don't know whether I'm a gorilla or what is going on, you know. Well, in my show, hopefully, I build it up that I'm an intelligent person who can be sometimes very, very funny, and other times, oh, I forgot I wanted to show you a review which showed me how incredibly gruesome I can be in my dark philosophy, you know. But I can switch it, and I do switch it, and this upsets in a pleasant way my audience, because they don't know whether they should laugh or cry when they listen to me.
And now, back to the conversation with Brother Theodore, in which we discussed the record that we've just finished hearing.
You know, they say a...
No, this was done in a...
Bullet always tells the truth.
Very, very...
Never lies.
Civilized, first-rate studio without an audience. Without an audience. And therefore, when I played it back to myself, I could judge the endless mistakes I made, because I worked for the first time practically, or maybe in a void, you know, a far greater void than when I talk to you. You are now replacing a few hundred people for me, you know, so I can talk to you. So quite suddenly I started reciting instead of talking, as a person to a person should, and it became a stylized monologue, as if I were reciting poetry, which I never do. I flatter myself to be, let's say, a rabble rouser, or... But there I didn't get any feedback at all. I had to go through, I think, 1 hour of doing one thing after the other.
They're caught in a veil of magic. They are familiar with one. There's others who love sympathetic magic. And there are many in the New Age who love spirit and sympathetic magic. And then when you say conscious creation, they... as though...
She was terrible to look at, to an ugly girl. Terrible to look at, you know? All night long, the audience kept yelling, "Up in front!" Then the other act I worked with, was a rabies-infected dog act. And I didn't get along with these dogs at all. Very bitter dogs. I mean, they knocked around in show business for years. They couldn't get ahead. Very bitter dogs, you know, bitter dogs.
But nobody can catch Robin, so the sheriff comes up with a plan. Let's have a bow and arrow contest then.
They were always told, your mind should move, not your hands. Your mind should work, not your hands. That's why to this day, if a Jew has to move something, he's embarrassed by it. He's embarrassed.
To an empire, they withdraw. Wow, what are you talking about? No, no. We must call upon the deities. We must work with our incantations of the ancient craft. That's the only way. We have nothing to do with the reality. We must be very comfortable with spirits and sympathetic, but cringe. Their skin crawls, practically leaps off their bones when they think of conscious creation. What to you seems... of course... doesn't seem that way to even many within the New Age, or who so claim to be. Resonance magic is one that sounds nice, makes people smile, but often to work it is another matter, and then one gets beyond here, and oh, now you're getting out of my league. And you see, that creates the veil.
And he goes, okay, so 6. Lo and behold, 6 a.m.
Just let me ask a
to highlight something you said, hundreds if not thousands.
It's the American way. There's really nothing wrong with Spanish Vision. One of the best inventions.
Licenses or construction permits in progress.
What do you think about the USA Patriot Act?
Is full of coincidences.
After drugs and all, I start doing the music shit, and all of a sudden the community is like, yeah, well, he's doing good now, and it seems like it's fake love to me, you know what I'm saying? You ain't had no love for me when I was fucked up.
Believed to be man, gentlemen of
man,
the world.
Man looks another man in the eyes.
Isn't this voucher thing? Now, I'm not that well educated on it, and maybe it's some of the people.
The company from now until four this morning by...
If there's a God, why is there a Christopher Reeve?
Now I know why your wife left you, Swan. I hear that she is at peace with her children finally. Now that you are out of the picture.
Where'd she hear that?
I don't know.
Our town. But I was obsessed with it, and I went through this period in my life from about 10 to 17 where I told everybody that I was mulatto. I thought it would make me more interesting.
It's for you to understand exactly how what the integral means. But
I'll have to go along with TC on that, although your story is bold too. I'll have to go along with that particular point.
Remembering how we defined it in the case of a car moving down a road, and then see it graphically, and when we see it graphically, we'll.
But the fact is that over the past decade or so, A, you see the methane growth rate slowing down, and B, you see also a slowdown in the increase in the number of cattle and in the amount of rice, or amount of land devoted to rice cultivation.
You can do so. I'm leaving here right now, and you better not try to stop me.
Why, you unruly young maverick? Grown men, don't talk up to me like that.
Most men...
As soon as I find a place, you can go.
Why don't you tell the kid what it is, Mabel? He's from here.
And I should be, like, not here.
Coming through, watch your back.
Rattle your bones here.
Well, I have never
read
a true story.
emotions. Far more advanced than as President of the United States of
Hola, Daniel.
Señor Creasy.
Yeah, I got your family here. Your brother doesn't look too good. Yeah, Reyna, she's about 8 months? Huh? You want to negotiate?
The most important thing in life is family. Do you agree?
I agree.
There you are. You have my family. Well, most of my family.
My wife and I are separated. You know how that is.
This guy wants us to be women, and would rather strangle. I love.
Well, see, you're going the other way. You're saying you.
I had a lot of dinners with my family this year. It was great listening to them argue about who's sicker. I love that.
What are you talking about? The fever. 106 is not a fever.
Through the security certificate process, the first one being thrown out, the second one being dismissed on a technicality. Hassan Almri, also held in Toronto, he's a single man. He's been held since October 2001. There's Mohammed Harkat, he's an Ottawa man. He was arrested on Human Rights Day in 2002, and his partner Sophie Harkat has been pretty tireless in campaigning to try and get him released. And then there's Adil Sharkawi here in Montreal, who's a Montrealer for 10 years, coming originally from Morocco. He's married and has two small children. His family's here as well. And he has been arrested for over a year. He's been in prison for 15 months now. He's the latest arrestee. He's also launched a constitutional.
He was assigned to write a story on an arcane piece of Washington legislation. He thought it needed sprucing up, and a serial liar was born.
Questions you did last night, that's okay. We'll see if James will give you the exact same answer. There must be an echo in here. Is that too loud, Pam? It makes me sound like Rod Serling in Twilight Zone. And,
America, I can now tell you, the people of the entire world,
of hovering affably around everything. He was sweet in what turned out to be this very sinister way. He was aching to please. Everything around him turned out to be incredibly vivid. Or zany, or in some other way memorable. And at the meetings, we used to wait for Steve's turn so that he could report on his next caper. We got really suckered.
Except he's dead.
If it was sunny outside, and Steve and I were both standing outside in the sun, and Steve came to me and said, "It's a sunny day," I would immediately go check with two other people to make sure it was a sunny day.
Okay, talk, Tam. Testing 1, 2, 3. Can I pick up the laughter and the applause? That's all I really care about.
You never see a Jew working with his hands. Look at the top of any building. It's only Gentiles. The tops of buildings, every construction site is a haven for Gentiles. They love it on top of a building with the hats and the goggles, the schmuckers, the chachkas. To them, it's a bar mitzvah, a klop man. Ever see a Jew on top of a building? Jew is always on the floor. That's not a bad job. Take a look. Now, this is an outgrowth. It's an outgrowth of the fact that Jews can never get a job in most of the major corporations of this country. And it's self-serving to say only Jews. It's true about Catholics. Blacks certainly could never get a job in the major corporations of this country until 30, 40, 50 years ago. Why do you think to this day, if a Jew works in a major corporation, he can't wait to get out of it? Either that or become a partner. But a Gentile, he belongs there. He knows that's his home. So he's waiting for a $6 raise, 12, 37, 49. After 9 years, he's waiting to see if he can get a key to the toilet, if he gets a key. His happiest day, I got a key, I'm going to the toilet. A Jew is waiting for the key to the vault, he's waiting for a key to the vault. Because a Gentile always knew that it's within the structure of the major corporation that he's going to get ahead. So he worships that structure. That's why the boss to him is a genius. Because he depends on that boss to get ahead for the rest of his life. That's why when he talks about his boss, he's talking about a god. That's the boss. That's Mr. G, Mr. Q, Mr. C. Mr. He thinks he's a genius. You ever hear a Jew talk about his boss? The man is a schmuck. Says, if not for me, he would be starving to death. But I do all the work. This schmuck gets the credit. He don't know what's going on here. Real putz, yeah, putz. It's interesting that Jewish kids are the only kids who went to college 100 years ago. Do you know that? Because every Jewish mother wanted her child to become a doctor. That was it. To this day, the greatest pride in every Jewish home is to have a son a doctor. Unless he's a little retarded, a lawyer.
Can it initiate new thought? The answer to that is no.
Now, the key to any veil, the key to this veil always lies in the fourth step. This is what anchors or tethers. ¶¶
continuing. Once touched, these truths begin to surface.
I think it was in my league. What creates the veil? Now, the key to any veil, the key to this veil always lies in the fourth step. This is what anchors or tethers. This is what keeps the veil in place. The fourth step. In this case, resonance magic is what anchors and tags or ties this veil in place.
And they can ignite your passion for life and your compassion for living. They can generate a sense of joy and worth. They can activate your reasons for being and for becoming. Once you touch these truths, even if you don't understand them, there's no words, there's nothing to describe, but just to know I somehow was in the midst of truth, I somehow stumbled upon it, I somehow came upon it, I was walking around wandering aimlessly inside a truth, and I didn't even know what it was.
I mean, the thing was really, it was like a cultural orgasm, you know, that's what it was, cultural orgasm, you know,
and it touched me, and it's beginning to surface now.
They're bringing in breakfast for the 8 a.m. team meeting. Every single day, multiple people threw their hands up in exasperation and predicted we'd never finish in time. But we did.
Take some shortcuts. By some light, you're going to debase the enterprise. And indeed, as we shall see in 19th century thought, where the appeal is directly to large collectives, the appeal is directly to the crowd.
It's always the third step that keeps the anchor too heavy or keeps you from turning the key. And in the veil of magic, that is conscious creation. If I am reticent, reluctant, or refuse conscious creation, then this is going to stay anchored, heavily anchored, and even if I find the key, I won't be able to turn it. And the freedom comes. The thing that can lighten the way, that can turn the key, is in the fifth step. Co-creation magic.
Hey, are you Joyce?
Hey, Harvey.
Hey.
So we finally meet in person.
Hey. Look, before we get started with any of this, you might as well know right off the bat I had a vasectomy.
But I don't have to wait till it does, you know? And this is so important. I don't have to wait until it does surface. Sure, it may boing, pop up in a dream of night or day nature, a meditative or vision nature. It might show up in a gestalt or an insight or an intuitive flash. It might just show up. I won't necessarily know, oh, that's the truth I touched last Friday. But even before they show up, even before the one or the many that you would touch show up, as they begin to surface,
as they begin to surface, they can ignite your passion for life.
Miles downrange now, 75 miles high, 11,700 feet per second.
My life was one very long process of lying. Lying again to figure out how to cover those other lies. Like a stock graph. There's going to be exceptions in this, but the general trend of the stories is that they started out with a few made-up details and quotes, and granted, a few too many, of course, but a few. And then they progressed into stories that were completely fabricated, just completely made up out of whole cloth.
Thrust is good on the S4B ignition. Thrust is good on the S4B. Guidance does not have a cutoff time yet. We expect it shortly.
Very organized religious right movement in the South, and a very cleverly sophisticated, heavily financed movement to restore corporate power in the late 70s. Okay.
We'll try to have your cutoff time shortly.
In a hurry, I'm going to cut off.
Right.
A gigantic and universal religion. Whether we are born basically.
That's 11 minutes left.
We're basically evil, or somewhere in between, determines everything about our life.
I'm juggling so much at this point, and I've just made so many more lies on top of what's in my story. I can't remember what's in my story.
Not accidental, but are often arisen out of that culture's understanding of who we are.
Got Liz Wright on vocals, who's one of my favourite singers of the moment.
From that airline stuff up on me. I want high-class space junk.
I'm keeping my beer in that bun. Now, don't you sell it. Now, what about this chair? I put these rockers on this beautiful chair myself.
An ejection seat from an F-5 fighter.
Let me be confidential with you folks. You, ever since your boy Clark left, I know you've had to struggle to make a living, and I'm doing the best I can, but you can't keep selling off this old airline and F-5 fighter stuff.
All right, I got something that
you've got to get some space junk.
Here, take a look at this. This is a Russian plaque. She's got a picture of a Russian man and a woman in a baggy suit.
No, I'm looking for big industrial stuff.
But look over here, Buck.
I need 6 270,360-pound oxygen tanks. I need a 1,578-pound bulkhead. Big stuff. Tear a hole right through your house.
I'm juggling so much at this point, and I've just made so many more lies on top of what's in my story. I can't remember what's in my story.
What's the CIA been doing?
Yesterday, I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
Ergo, to lift the veil of matrix, co-creation is critical. It's not enough to lift spirit magic to lofty heights or sympathetic magic to levels of artistry and mastery. It's not enough to daily become more and more conscious. Though that's beautiful and we would not diminish it, it's not enough to fully lift the veil. Even to work with resonance magic, I need co-creation magic.
They can ignite your compassion for living.
If his mind don't work at all, an accountant. But they would prefer him to be a doctor. You see, in a Gentile family, they're happy if their son drives a truck. They'll take you out to the highway. Wait, my son's truck is coming. You ever see what happens if a Jew has a son that drives a truck? He's so embarrassed, he's hiding in Philadelphia. If you know any Jew whose son drives a truck, try this. Say to him, does your son drive a truck? Yes, he drives. I wouldn't say he drives. He sits in a truck, he don't drive it.
If you'll notice over the last many, many years, I've worked with a lot of these. Conscious creation, conscious creation, conscious creation. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. Conscious creation. Okay, okay.
Of an electronic brain exactly like ours.
Conscious creation. But when's the earthquake coming? But when is this going to go wrong? But when is this going to happen? But the computer. Conscious creation. Conscious.
They had come and hack off every inoculate in life. There they were in a pile, little arms. We left the camp after we had inoculated the children for polio. And this old man came running after us and he was crying. He couldn't.
You create your own reality. Yeah, and when's this going to happen? When's so-and-so going to do that? And why won't they leave me alone? And look what my mother did to me. And look, conscious creation. You. Common denominator and everything, you.
through the mouth or from the other end. So the two ways of getting rid of the extra methane is by belching or by flatulence. Ronald Reagan, we got another regime change, which produced the regime that's governing America today.
You're going to get into this country.
If you're going to ride a pig, ride an American pig.
Every night I used to bark at my punchlines, you know.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on the greatest radio station in the world. Insert call letters here. Now go out and buy my fucking CD. Thank you. Good night.
We went back there, and they had come and hacked off every inoculated arm. There they were, in a pile.
Do you understand?
Kya aap samajhte hain?
Ask the man if he understands Hindi.
Kya aap Hindi samajhte hain?
They can generate that sense of worth and joy, value, however you define it.
For 6 months and didn't know it.
Over 260 stations, if you just look at the available resource on the web that FCC provides data showing licensees, Discovery Satellite Internet Network International. And what I'm wondering is, if you could tell us a bit about the background. You said thousands. There was a period when, in 2003, applications for these translator stations or translator power levels and low PFM power levels were available. How many of those were available? How many people applied for them? And what proportion did CSN International apply for?
I remember. I cried, I wept like some grandmother. Visitors here. We are so isolated here, you know. Oh, sit down, please. Do forgive me for being impolite. I'm just about to have my evening meal, and I'm very hungry. Oh, you look surprised. You do not see anything on the table? Well, wait until I get the box. Here it is. Yes, here it is. Here it is. It,
It is in this box that my meal is waiting. It is a... How do you Americans say it?
What do you think about the USA Patriot Act?
Now, if you will forgive me, I will begin. There we are. Oh, but why do you gasp? It's just the head of a young girl. A pretty young girl. This all? Again you are surprised. But it is my very special saw. I have to work for my meals. Cutting through the bone is not easy. Forgive me. I must begin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You think I'm psychotic. I'm not psychotic. I'm just hungry. I like to eat brains.
Yesterday's bombing, there has been a rash of bomb threats nationwide.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing less witty, James, I don't know your last name, than Imus running down the halls of NBC when he's not doing a radio show calling people niggers.
As the doctor leaves his little rectory, walks out the marble path covered with Aggies, cat's eyes from his youth, down the long path of life, past the elm grove of superstition, and toward the true way. Yes, it's Dr. Whiplash. He's come again to the font of perpetual resurrection to answer some of your questions. Dave, what's the first question?
Well,
I wanted to tear my teeth out. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Uh-oh. Hello. Roger, shut down.
Okay. Houston, we've got the 103 by 89.5.
Roger, Apollo 9, copy.
That was Dave Scott giving the onboard orbital parameters of 103 by 89.5. We'll refine those later if we track. Fido says go.
You are go in the orbit.
That's kind of the interesting thing. The FCC doesn't take licenses willy-nilly of any kind. They typically open up filing windows.
I want to remember. I never want to forget.
I
never want to forget. And then I realized, like I was shot, a diamond. A diamond bullet went through my forehead. And I thought, my God, the genius of that. The genius, the will to do that. Perfect, genuine, complete, crystalline.
Seconds and counting, guidance and turnover.
If you want to apply for a certain kind of license for a certain kind of station, the FCC opens up an application window. It's usually
a period of time, a window of time.
3 to 5 days usually is the size of a window where people...
How would you find out about when that 3 to 5 days happens?
The FCC would issue a public notice, and unless you're really actually, you know, an FCC watcher, it's not something that usually gets...
Now let's say Tel Aviv is our brain. But what's a brain without a soul? Without Jerusalem? And Gaza is our small intestine, and Hebron is our heart.
We'll be right back. Were you able to recreate the thermal cycle?
Yes. The storm's rotation is pulling supercooled air all the way down from the upper troposphere.
Shouldn't the air warm up before it reaches ground level?
It should, but it doesn't. The air's descending too rapidly.
Is this an isolated incident?
I'm afraid not. We've located two other supercells in addition to the one over Scotland. There's one over northern Canada and another one over Siberia.
And do we know their projected path?
Yes.
The virtue of a river, or the virtue of another, opens to unconscious presence.
Our previous estimates of 6 to 8 weeks weren't even close. This one storm is going to change the face of our planet. When this storm is over, we'll be in a new ice age.
Telling themselves of their power. Perhaps remembering of their power.
Okay, ready, and three.
Specifically, but more it is the feeling being enmeshed, immersed, imbued, as well as imbued, opens to your unconscious, and all of you have experienced that from time to time when you have coming off a moment, a peak experience of power, coming off that moment, have had that sense of being incredibly awake, incredibly conscious, and being incredibly a part of everything. A oneness, an ecstasy, yes, but a oneness.
When did you start taking the pills?
We copy, Pete, you're looking good.
Because your unconscious mind, present, your unconscious self.
Your thrust is looking good, Pete.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for work.
Right there, in the very moment with you. It passed, certainly so, but it was there. That's unconscious presence. Not so much that in a meditation all of a sudden I had this brilliant realization and therefore now I have a reason to be and to become. They could be like that. But it could also be I just wake up one morning, boom.
Corsage.
There's a corsage here. And these look like, what are these? Are these mints for the first kiss?
No, although that's not a bad idea, Phil, no. You know what those are? We realize that the first formal dance is a little nerve-wracking for a young man and a young woman, and that they're all like us. They need what you'd call a social mixer of some kind, a way to relax and enjoy the evening, so that it's something to help primarily the girls, Phil. That's something for the girls to relax.
Well, what is it? These are mints?
Well, before I tell you, I want to explain something to you and a lot of your listeners.
Having a little fun here. It's in the form of a program because it's got to be in some kind of form. Otherwise, it might not even be in any kind of form.
And all of you have felt it from time to time in moments of peak experience with power.
In metaphysics, it's feeling a way through piecing together edge to edge, center away from center, translates for Big Brother. Backing in. It's kind of backwards. Sometimes it is backwards. Sometimes it's sideways. Sometimes it's just not even involved at all. Not even involved at all. Sometimes it's not noticed at all. Very sideways matrix. Coming in on the edge. Like an axe blade. There are archetypes you used. Archetypes. You hear me? From a template around here. Time to fess up. Backwards. Not that I have a fetish about the rectum like the Matrix has. Always wondering if it's backwards or not. It's a common nightmare in that scene. The big urban sprawl with the wet windshield, dark urban night. Drug tales and re-upping and all. Kind of hides the orthogonal, the excellent driving of the askew, semi transparent in broad daylight.
I think I have been blind. I just have to open up.
You hear me? Huh? You know where we are? We're under the bridge. Where the deal went bad. The ransom got stolen. You want to tell me what happened?
It is a movie within a movie. Back ending into the tale. Kind of like recording a LP album starting on side two. Sandwiching the interims.
Heard of Hermandad?
Yes, I have.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
I'm the president of Hermandad, pendejo.
You're the president?
Yes.
The president? Wow. Look at me. Oh, you can't.
I'm sorry.
Let me show you what I got here. See this?
This is a charger. It's used by convicts to hide money and drugs. They stick it in their body. They tuck it up their rectum.
You familiar with that? This. Look at me. Pencil detonator. Timer. Used as a receiver, transmitter. C4.
Remember, to stop doing it, we all get out of here alive. Rest is just movies with that old term. Melodrama. It means a lot of movies. Play two at a time. Catching their tails. Go backwards while seemingly going forward.
Highly explosive. You put them all together, you got a bomb. Not very sophisticated, but very powerful. That's what you have in your ass right now. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move.
Well, you felt not a single need to tell anybody. Guess what? I'm powerful. I'm powerful. You better get that. It didn't matter. You didn't have to say it. You were caught up in it. That's unconscious flowing into the conscious, unconscious presence. Peace, virtue, power. Three more. Exalted principles. The principles, as we've talked for years. Those boundaries that you create. That guide you to lead you towards the ideal, the principles by which you live life, the principles by which you function and engage and interact in the living of life and the interaction with people within that life. Many principles are solid, beautiful, and wonderful, but for some, the exalted principles, those that are filled with joy, bring that opening. Or when you get in touch with, when you experience the joy of the principles you hold, so that floodgate is open and so the unconscious becomes present. In your relationship with the archetypes.
Cheap watch, pager watch. You use to send a page to the receiver that's up your behind right now. So, I'm going to send you a page, which you will receive in 5 minutes. Now. You got less than 5 minutes to tell me what went down between your men and the kidnapper.
I have nothing to do with the kidnapper.
4 minutes
nothing.
And 30 seconds.
I don't know him.
You don't know? 4 minutes and 25 seconds. 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Are you sure? Okay.
Idea what holism is really all about. Have you any idea?
And I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened while I was asleep. I just feel a whole different energy. And so much of what was. I got a whole different reason. I don't know where it came from or why it's here. And we would suggest perhaps there are a number of reasons, but it just might be that in that silent depth of the unknown, you did touch one of these treasured and precious truths, and it began to surface.
I got all the time in the world. You don't, but I do.
Relax, relax, buddy.
I'm relaxed. You got 3 minutes, 59 seconds.
I saw the opportunity, and I got lucky.
And?
And I had my men ready as we got instructions where to go.
That's fair. You had your men ready to steal a drop. You had your men ready to kill one of the kidnappers, yeah? You've done this many times.
Kill that couple.
One of the nephews of the head
kidnapper.
Bingo.
Bingo.
You've done this many times. Huh?
Many times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kill many victims too, haven't you?
Come on, sir. We'll make out as best we can.
As best we could. 2 minutes, 47 seconds.
Wait a minute. Come on. I have a little gift for you.
For me?
Come on.
What do you got?
There was no $10 million. There was $2.5 million in the box.
The ransom was $10 million. They put it in two bags, $5 million in each bag, right?
Two bags, true, but one has half paper. The other, only paper.
Maybe your men stole it.
Whoever did it took it before the exchange.
Rather shy, especially with women. In his appearance, he was distinguished only by his enormous walrus mustache and by his piercing eyes.
Peace, equality, and cooperation among all the people. I think this is what is going right in front of us.
That's exactly what we are about.
We are operating in the same tradition of our examples of faith and examples of solidarity and peace in the world. And no matter what the U.S. authorities do...
I have a letter here from a gentleman in Flotsam's Mistake, New Jersey. Actually, he's been kind enough to send this letter in on a tape cassette for you, Doctor, so we'll hear his voice, and you can use his voice to help you analyze the problem.
Idea. Leave it to the Japs.
Dear Dr. Whiplash, I am a Japanese businessman. Why have I written before? So I am still suffering from the same complaint. I only suffer in the office during the day. At night, I eat out and feel better. And although I can't sleep, It's because of a part of a noise. What should I do? Still, Hideo Gumpy.
Dear Hideo, your symptoms are shared by people other than your race. To wit, many executives complain to me as suffering from flushing, blushing, running of the mouth, high stool, seat cramps, delayed borgorygmus, and shortness of pants.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for the girl. It was just business. You know, I'm a professional.
That's what everybody keeps saying. I'm just a professional. Everybody keeps saying that to me. I'm just a professional.
What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do? I'm going to leave. I got to go.
Who?
Yeah,
I got to. Come on. What about me?
What about you? We've got 40 seconds.
Come on.
45.
Come on. Last wish, please.
Last wish. I wish you had more time.
Hey.
Migraine headaches plagued him throughout his life. He was vigorous and energetic as a young man, but he contracted dysentery and diphtheria during his brief service as an orderly in the Franco-Prussian War of 1870.
They also, like, feel relieved of these symptoms away from the orifice. Can anything be done?
A similar experience when I came home to Long Island about 8 months ago. It was my high school 20th reunion. It was great, though. I had a great time, and a good friend of mine came too.
School 20th reunion. Look at everybody. Can we, like, lose more hair? Is it possible we could lose, like, every hair left on our head? Hey, Ira, could you be, like, more of a dentist? Is that possible with your molded shoes and the... I'm having such a good time. It's unbelievable. It's so unbelievable. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
That's Rosie over there. One with a beehive and a little mustache, that's Rosie. I can't believe it. I had my first orgasm with her. Wasn't exactly with her, Camerole. What do they call that, premature emancipation? Yeah, it happened. It was real early, though. It happened in the car on the way over to pick her up. I was battling the Cyclops. It's amazing. Hey, Eddie, how you doing? How are you? Hey, where's your brother? He owes me $10 from the 69 series. Oh, God, I didn't know that. I don't know. I'm sorry. You know, I'm really embarrassed. It's amazing. You know?
For example,
every time I ask somebody how somebody else is, that somebody else is dead. It's unbelievable. It's like always happens to me. It's so embarrassing.
My name is Lisa, and I'm stupid, and I don't know anything. I'm really stupid.
And I'll make sure her friends see all this, too, right? And a lot of times they'll hit the thing out of my hand like that. And it'll fly all over the place, and I'll pick it back up like he's coming from the dead. And he's like, and he'll be like,
I'm back from the dead. I'm Lisa, and I love you.
But I do a lot of things like that. For like, I will take, you know, a spoon off the table, and I'll start singing songs that I just make up on the spot. Like, I'll be like, I'm Lisa, I'm a fabulous girl in this world. I know everything. And I'll do it in front of a friend, and that doesn't make any sense. But the thing is, I'm having fun. That's all I care about, right? Because really, that's really all I care about.
That was difficult.
Well, it works quite well on the record.
Certain things worked well, compared to you, where I feel I got very stilted, very self-conscious, and was listening to my own declamation because I had no feedback, you know, and didn't know whether I was good or bad.
It's an accurate quote from you that you once said that medical science is an organized system of ignorance?
Yeah, I said that. Of course, when I say these things on stage, it is... I overdo it in order to make it interesting for the audience, of course. I mean, if a guy plays Richard III in Shakespeare, doesn't mean that in his daily life he's going around and kills 10 people as Richard III did, you know. But
gee, I usually underdo it in a show. Not through any particular choice, just through blockage. So the truth is, it's much more. Much. Much more. Of course, now I've already bit the chomp and given an objective cue, subtracted or added extra weight to myself. That's all right, I'll make it up. Make it up later.
In your relationship with the archetypes.
And it activated your reason to be and to become. What it that sense of worth and value and joy. And it activated your reason to be.
Its work ethic to a particularly one trader is now testing a handheld urinal normally used by cops on staking. A few days after Mike Tyson was disqualified for biting Evander Holyfield, I offered half a dozen talk shows my services as a biting expert. I'm someone who knows a lot. The mini bar's open, and empty little bottles of booze are scattered on the carpet. It was the monthly gathering of the Commission to Restore the Presidency to Greatness. Patriotic prophets will have a hard time holding back this merchandising bonanza, as Hazel Western Union now has a Stop the Cassini hotline, which forwards anti-Cassini programs to the White House. With Donnie Ty, called Loving Lewinsky, that looks and works like a child's doll, and says, I'm a good one. Justice would be the last to find out.
Chuck, the thing with George Sims, that was the voice that you heard on the telephone. That was my brother. I'm sorry. There really is a George Sims. I've spoken to him a million times. He just stopped talking to me, you know, because of the article. He was so mad about it. I didn't know what to do. And the guys from Forbes were putting so much pressure on me, you know? And you were so mad. I just thought that if I could get everybody off my back, okay, for just a day. Just a day would give me enough time to go and find him. You can understand that, can't you?
You're fired, Steve.
What?
You're fired. You've lost your job.
But you can't. Chuck, will you please take me to the airport?
Jesus.
Please, okay? You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. It's fine. But I can't be by myself right now. Okay, I'm afraid of what I'm gonna do. You know, I can't get there by myself.
I'm not going anywhere with you. Now, if you feel like you're a danger to yourself, you can sit down for a few minutes until you feel calm enough to go. But I am not going anywhere with you.
But I'm afraid that I'm gonna do something, okay? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. It's a hell of a story.
Chuck, please.
Stop pitching, Steve. It's over.
And lastly, in your rapport with the divine, however you term it, God, Goddess, all that is, or by whatever other name, in your rapport. Now, of these nine domains, nine dominions, they're called the nine domains, they are gateways, they are avenues, they are, however you term them, ports.
Through diagrams of meetings that never occurred, attended by people who didn't exist, talking about events that never happened.
Portals,
through which the unconscious becomes present in your conscious world.
While I know I am not inventing the person I'm sharing with you now, I can't make you believe that. All I can do is continue to behave in a way that earns your trust.
Any of them will work. But each of you has particular connection with some of them and not with others. So it's not as though you've got to go out there and start walking in the woods and start working with the archetypes and start pumping your successes with joy or whatever.
Oh goodness, I don't think so, although that's what I think.
To look into yourself, work with your higher self, to find which avenues are natural for you, which ones come instinctively, which ones are part of your being. And it's more than one, two or three perhaps. Maybe more than three, but at least two.
And I think with such celebrated and well-seasoned showmen that it will not be necessary to advise all of the speakers as to brevity. In most cases, at all public functions where I act as the Toastmaster, I generally say that the best piece of oratory in our history is Mr. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And this, even if he stuttered, only takes 2 minutes. And I'm sure that what Mr. Lincoln had to say at Gettysburg is more important than any tribute to this drunken WAP comedian.
The message is that there are known knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we now know we don't know. But there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we do not know we don't know. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns.
Sense of worth and value and joy, or that ignited your passion for life, your compassion for living your life.
Which one of you jokers told the system to display this message?
Right
Where am I?
Masters of Enterprise, Lecture 4. Cornelius Vanderbilt and Jay Gould. Speculating on America.
In this lecture, I'm going to talk about two of the most notorious characters in the 1860s. And first, a bit on the history of Cornelius Vanderbilt. I want to say a word about the development of American cities and the American transportation system, because they're around over any distance. The easiest way by far, especially if you had to train 19th century, Philadelphia was America's largest city. Philadelphia combines these two roles of a seaport and a river port being located. If you think about it for a minute, what is a canal?
Find out about that, for example, would be whom?
They would be the people that tend to watch the FCC, incumbent broadcasters, broadcast consulting engineers, lawyers that tend to work with the FCC on a regular basis and subscribe to its daily digest, interested members of the public who are into radio like I am, you know, it definitely wouldn't be something that would be widespread and widely known unless you actually knew about the FCC's workings.
Not something known generally to, say, your average community group or nonprofit organization.
Yes, correct. So, the FCC... back in 2000 when they opened the LPFM window, they specifically told translator applicants, people for these FM translator stations, that they couldn't apply for anything right now because we're going to do this new service first and we need to conserve some of the spectrum space to allow for low power FM applicants. But we'll do a translator application window in a few years. And
satisfied.
You love it, you're so good.
Reports are coming in.
Some extreme weather occurring in the area.
Okay, we're now going live to our Fox affiliate in Los Angeles.
We have live coverage now from our Fox 11 chopper. Are you there, Bart?
Yes, I'm here. These tornadoes are forming so fast.
What?
Oh my God. Lisa, are you getting this on camera? That this tornado just came and erased the Hollywood sign. The Hollywood sign is gone. It's just shredded.
Bart, what can you see? Is anyone hurt?
I wouldn't be surprised. There is so much damage down there. And there are people down there taking pictures.
Hey, what the hell are you guys doing? Come for cover. You can't stay here. Get out of here.
What you're seeing are two actual tornadoes striking Los Angeles International Airport. Wait, it looks like they've joined and formed one large tornado.
Coming!
Oh, my God!
thumbs up. People should really look for this movie. I loved it, Roger, and you described that moment. What a wonderful movie.
Instead of feeling angry or depressed about being helpless or frustrated, some people simply suppress feeling. Unfortunately, the only way to do this is to keep muscles in a state of tension so that feelings can't be felt.
The charge. It's an idea that you formulate, and now people are trying to make this into something a little bit more concrete.
Well, there's a lot of people who won't, say, give up their guns or their freedoms. I think a lot of Texans are fooled by the fact that Bush came from Texas, but that's only temporary. I mean, his grandfather was the senator from Connecticut, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was actually arrested in the early 40s for running 53% of Nazi steel production through Brown Brother Harriman. So it's interesting. I wonder how they get away with this, though, over and over again, creating these boogeymen.
Well, people don't read their history. It's not taught in schools, for sure. You have to kind of read between the lines in the newspapers, because they won't give it to you either.
On top of that Porsche. Oh, my God, I hope no one was in that car.
For our national audience just joining us now, we are going live to downtown Los Angeles right now. Tommy?
If you look over there behind me, that's a tornado. Yes, a twister in Los Angeles. It's one of many tornadoes that are destroying our city. There's another one. That's the Los Angeles skyline. It's unbelievable. It's huge. I've never seen anything like that.
What's happening?
Let me read you a new bill they've got that they say is destined to pass. It is the S-89 in the Senate, the Universal National Service Act, 2003. And the bill's description, and I quote, to provide for the common defense by requiring that all young persons in the United States, including women, perform a period of military service, of civilian service, in furtherance of the national defense, and homeland security, and for other purposes. That's women and men, and they'll have to serve domestically. And we went and looked at the subdirectorate of FEMA, Secure Corps, warrant service, checkpoints, fugitive apprehension, tattletale squad. Does that sound like a free country to you?
Not much. We're on the downhill slide for sure.
Devastation and death of this war will blossom into a utopia unlike any the world has ever seen.
FFB
Hola, Daniel.
Señor Creasy.
Yeah, I got your family here. Your brother doesn't look too good. Yeah, Reyna, she's, what, about 8 months? Huh? You want to negotiate?
The most important thing in life is family. Do you agree?
I agree.
There you are. You have my family. Well, most of my family.
My wife and I are separated. You know how that is. Now tell me seriously, how much do you want?
Huh?
Your brother wants to speak to you. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to take your family apart piece by piece. You understand me? Piece by piece. Shut up! I don't want your money. You understand me? You understand me? Well, I want you.
Truck is moving, there's nobody there, somebody has to be there. So in case it goes out of control, he controls it. He's not driving, he's controlling, that's it. He's a controller in the trucking business. All this is a historical fact. A Jew's whole life is absolutely different than a Gentile's. Fascinating to notice that a Jew can't even fix a car. Did you ever notice that? He cannot fix anything. A Gentile car breaks down in 2 seconds. They're under the car, on top of the car. They clap, they huck, it becomes an airplane. There he goes. A Jewish car breaks down, you always hear the same thing. It stopped. And the wife always says, it's your fault. And he says, I know what it is, it's in the hood. Where's the hood? I don't remember there was a hood. Takes a Jew 3 hours to open a hood, then he looks under the hood. Hey, is it busy here? Then he makes a move and she hollers, watch out, you'll hurt yourself.
Forgive us for what we've done. You don't. Yeah.
the metaphysics bearing up to it all. Trying to maximize the three-quarter pole. Glad it's not up my ass, I'll tell you that. This is quite an extreme story pitch, however. You may have to succumb and go for it. I feel money there. It's a moneymaker.
Okay, my friend. It's off to the next life for you. I guarantee you, you won't be lonely.
We've read through all the pieces now, and the entire staff, and we've come up with a list of those whose facts and sources we couldn't verify independently. I know you can't admit guilt of any kind, but I want you to confirm a few titles for me.
We're not prepared to confirm or deny anything at this time.
What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to read to you a list of suspicious titles, one by one. If you raise an objection to a particular title, we'll fact-check it again in the hope of removing it from the list. If you remain silent, we'll assume that piece is fabricated, either partially or entirely. And it'll stay on. Is that clear to everyone? Okay. Hazardous to your mental health. That means it stays on the list of suspicious pieces, fabricated pieces.
We understand. Can we move along?
Holy Trinity. Probable cause. Don't you dare. Spring break them. State of nature. Rock the Mormons. After the fall.
You have to know who you're writing for, and you have to know what you're good at. I record what people do. I find out what moves them, what scares them. And I write that down. That way they're the ones telling the story. And you know what? Those kind of pieces can win Pulitzers too.
Steve?
And on the basis of those facts only, deciding if an attack is about to be launched upon us.
Because I was so ashamed.
Thank you.
So what is the function of suffering?
I think the function, if I'm understanding the word properly, the function of suffering is to let me know that my perception is skewed. What I'm doing is judging natural events in such a way that I am creating suffering within myself. For instance, you have pain over certain conditions, certain situations that occur, and if you just say, okay, here I am, I'm going to experience the pain, you don't suffer. The resistance and the degree of the resistance to the natural phenomenon of life causes man to suffer.
That's what Sarah Goldfarb was trying to avoid.
That is the great American dream, is to avoid that.
Yeah.
That's why it'll kill you dead.
Yeah. I kept feeling, as I was playing Sarah, that if she would just turn off the TV and put down the candy and sit there and say, I'm lonely,
mm-hmm.
and I hurt, that there would be some opportunity for change.
I don't think life ever presents some, it's not the right word, but I don't think you can ever encounter a problem in life without life having already given you the answer. I think it's a spiritual impossibility to have a problem without having the answer. But my judgments cloud up everything so the answer can just flow through my consciousness.
When did you start taking the pills?
It has no emotions.
There is another system.
All right, go ahead.
These remarks after speech is reserved by people. Thank you. You did your
very
usual
tight
job. Unfortunately, Rowan and Martin, they make a wonderful team. So did the White House.
Got air conditioning on, man. Yeah.
Dick and Dan have been together for 15 years. You'd think by now they would have had their timing worked out. They have a wonderful arrangement.
What do you say?
Dan writes and Dick erases.
Something about.
I'm pleased to announce that so-and-so has just been named honorary mayor of Warsaw. When you see guys like that, you understand why Gomar ended up with a
pile.
Thank you very much. It's performers like you that give Derwin Kirby the courage to stay in show business. Thank you very much. It's not often you get to work with a zombie. Thank you very much. So-and-so's a comic in case his material left you wondering. Thank you. That speech really stopped the show. So we're going to have a hell of a time getting it started again. Thank you very much. You have the personality of a proctologist's finger. So-and-so, you have a great comedy style. Fine. Thank you. We needed that speech like Toulouse the Trick needs to get his pants lengthened. Fred McMurray couldn't make it. We tried to get him, but they don't have a phone in that damn bus.
There's no tapes in the brown bag.
So-and-so would have been here, but nobody asked him.
The new tapes.
Oh, that's the thing. He's out someplace camping.
On the script.
So-and-so is the only man that takes Preparation H as a mind-expanding drug.
Hello? Still there? Hold it. Start again with that last line.
Thank you for that nice introduction. It had all the sincerity of Zsa Zsa saying, ouch on her honeymoon.
I got it.
How you do it? How you swim like a silver-bellied minnow?
off your shiny belly when I look down off the bridge into the stream. You are always there. So many of you, lots and lost. You're all swimming there, you little minnow boys. Actually, you know, I think that I should try this as a part of my country and western review. I don't know how you do, how you swim like a silver fish. I don't know how you do it, how you essentially get your wish over and over, flipping over in the water, you little minnow boy. But I don't know how you... Oh, what? Is Wobbly there? Can I speak to Wobbly, please?
Yeah.
Haven't we filled the album yet?
Well, you never can tell. You know, we're going to have to eliminate some cuts because of profanity and some because of mistakes, frankly. But I don't think we should cut this short. We should have plenty of material to wade through and edit down into that perfect release we're looking for.
All right.
Get that green guy! So our able archer arrives in disguise. Robin shoots his arrow. Bing! Wins the golden arrow.
Yay.
And goes straight to jail. Maid Marian, who's got a thing for guys in green tights, helps Robin escape. The merry men shoot lots of arrows. Ho, ho, ho! And everybody rides horses back to Sherwood. Meanwhile, back at the castle, the sheriff of Nottingham throws Maid Marian in jail. But wait! It's a Robin Hood to the rescue. Robin runs into King Richard the Lionhearted, who's on his way to the castle too. So they all storm the castle, shoot all their arrows. And everybody gets what they want. Robin gets Marian, Marian gets Robin, Richard gets thrown back, and Robin Hood gets to hang up the green tights for good.
Come on in. What's your name?
Marian.
Well, what do you know? Maid Marian. I'm Little John.
You have a beautiful view.
You know what I like best about patty chicks? They get a good head. A black bros don't know nothing about no head. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with some ancient tribal custom. Save some of that energy. Oh, I know it's pretty good, but I didn't take it out for air.
Fact A, which maybe was true, and then there would be fact B, which was sort of partially true and partially fabricated, and there'd be fact C, which was more fabricated and almost no true, and there'd be fact D, which was a complete whopper and totally not true. And so people would be with me in these stories through fact A and through fact B, and so they would believe me to C, and then a D, they were still believing me through the story.
That never occurred, attended by people who didn't exist, talking about events that never happened.
The system worked, and I made it so that my stories could get through. I invented fake notes. I later would invent a series of voicemail boxes and business cards. I invented newsletters. I invented a website. For every lie I told in the magazine, there was a series of lies behind that lie that I told in order to get it to be published.
And you will glow. Inexplicable glow. But then your light was never meant to remain hidden. This truth ties so clearly, obviously, to certain times of the year, most particularly in November. We don't suggest you wait till then to start considering it, but at that time we would strongly encourage you to consider it.
The perpetrator was Stephen Glass, a 25-year-old rising star at the New Republic, who wrote dozens of high-profile articles for a number of national publications in which he made things up. He made up people, places, and events. He made up organizations and quotations. Sometimes he made up entire articles. And to back it all up, he created fake notes, fake voicemails, fake faxes, even a fake website. Whatever it took to deceive his editors, not to mention hundreds of thousands of readers.
Why are you attracted to the dark?
Now, I suppose that I know more about the darkness than the light, and it's easier to write about the darkness than the light.
Why?
Because I know more about it. Unless I can relate to the suffering of people, I cannot offer a solution to the suffering. When I was about 8 or 10 years old, I had my first goal, first ambition, was to end the pain in the world. I was serious. I don't think it was just... I don't know why, but evidently I saw the world filled with pain. That's all I saw, was people hurting each other, killing each other, beating each other up. Just pain everywhere, reading about it. And then, of course, that was during the Depression, and the war came, it got even worse. Things that people... And I couldn't understand it as a child. I still don't. But, maybe I do to some extent. But I'm very familiar with this darkness from an inner point of view, I think primarily because I started dying at such an early age, and also from an outward point of view of... When you have this awareness of anything internally, you perceive that externally. And we really do, I believe, create the world that we live in. If I remember correctly, the word I, physical I, the Sanskrit root and the Hebrew root, I believe, is ayin, meaning fountain. In other words, this is not an organ that's receiving vibration from us out there and going through the brain and interpreting. It's a projector. We project it. So the world that I live in, I'm projecting.
Science is full of coincidences.
Growth is malignant. What we don't know is how far it may have spread. Once we have the results, we can make more informed decisions about treatment.
Cancer. How can I have cancer? I don't feel sick at all.
That's a positive thing.
My cousin Norman died of lymphoma. He was 29. He was a brilliant oncologist.
Stop it. You're not going to die, Harvey. You're not.
What's going to happen to you, baby? Who's going to take care of you if
Harvey,
I'm not around?
Harvey, look at me and focus. We are going to get through this. I understand illness. I know how to handle these things.
Yeah, but that's... You know, I'm not strong enough. I don't know how to be positive. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
No, I
yes,
can't.
You can. I'll tell you how.
Woman with a winning sense of humor and a magical smile. She's really gonna win your heart. Straight from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn. Please give a juicy welcome to our very own Mrs. Sarah Goldfarb!
Juice by Sarah! Juice by Sarah! Juice by Sarah! Oh, Sarah!
You'll make a comic book of the whole thing. You'll document every detail.
And that is one smashing dress you have on.
Kathy, if you don't mind, I would just like to say hello to my husband, Seymour, and to my beautiful, successful son, Harry.
And that way you'll remove yourself from the experience until it's over.
I can't do that. I'm just not strong enough. Man, I just want to die.
It's fine. I'll do it without you.
I hope you're in love. Please come and see me. And bring Marion, won't you?
I'm sure he'll be here soon. It's almost that time. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Teffy.
Not to worry. Not to worry. Month of your life. That's all it is. 30 days.
What are you doing
to revolutionize your life. Juice.
Why are you here?
Join us in creating excitement. Juice. Join us.
What do you want?
Energy.
Oh, Teffy.
Join us in creating excellence. Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. It's disgusting.
Well, what do you expect? Could you do any better?
Look at this.
Oh, it's an old building. It hasn't been painted in years. I'm old. Alone. You don't understand. Please, I'll explain.
The meditations that you do to explore the silent unknown are silent and there is no description.
Go there. Let me feed on glory and grow fat. Meanwhile, lover, let's fill this wicked church with music. Let me lean to the song for once without your mouth on me. The music, a lit match under my skin, and I dance, I dance, I dance on legs and thunderous and heels too high. I dance cheap perfume and black nail polish, shark skin congregation, heads pressed. Attitudes too tight. Won't scream until it gets to be too much. Won't beg for mercy until I wreck the landscape with my hips. The bar stool's filling. Everybody's waiting for the glory to move through me. Rock me with hosannas. Shake me with hallelujahs to break these void bones. They wait for you, supreme love, to pull me up onto the dance floor. Whisper come-ons in my ear. Make me my heels above my head, high heels above my nappy head. While they wait, while they wait, while they wait, I will dance with the sax man. I will shimmer as he presses my keys. Him and me bopping, we are wicked church. So do not play, 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 do not play. Did you hear me tell you do not play me that way? The way I pray to be played. Mama, say the Lord enters you in stages. Play me that way. First, like a lit match under my skin, play me that way. Then, like an animal biting through bone with soft teeth, play me. Mama say, lie still and wait for glory that way. To consume me that way. Work my keys that way. Work my keys that way. Work my key. Work, wait, wait, wait. Work that key. Oh, wait a minute. Come on over here and work this key. Press that key two times. That feel kind of good. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's.
Me, Sarah. Feed me, Sarah.
Writers keep on writing because they keep on loving words that are at their command, and keep on loving an audience which they hope will hear the words, and especially because they keep on loving the self that imagined them to begin with. And they cease writing when they stop, fall out of love. An act of writing a book is an act of falling in love with yourself and the audience.
About you all the time.
It makes me feel completely lost.
smashing things up. I feel like smashing things up. I feel like
crying, screaming.
It's too bright in here.
You knew that there was something wrong with the glass article, the irony of this scene sort of leapt out at you. But what it came from was the idea that glass...
June 18th, summer, 1976.
It was a beautiful day.
What it came from was the idea that glass had at one point been the head fact checker at the magazine and was known to be extremely tough on other people's material, that he would just blast them for getting details wrong and then would actually walk around saying, we can't use this guy again. He just doesn't get the story straight.
It's another way he fooled everybody because he created this reputation for being very concerned about facts. And obviously he was... That was another way he was laying the foundation for his own deception. It's really intricate. It's a Baroque plot that this guy was laying.
It's a good word for it.
If it was sunny outside, and Steve and I were both standing outside in the sun, and Steve came to me and said, it's a sunny day, I would immediately go check with two other people to make sure it was a sunny day.
He had a way of hovering affably around everything. He was sweet in what turned out to be this very sinister way. He was aching to please. Everything around him turned out to be incredibly vivid, or zany, or in some other way memorable. And at the meetings, we used to wait for Steve's turn so that he could report on his next caper. We got really suckered.
And his imagination knew no bounds. There was a piece about a political memorabilia convention featuring Monica Lewinsky condoms, and one about an evangelical church that worshipped George Herbert Walker Bush.
What I did hurt people I worked with. It hurt my editors. It hurt my family. It hurt my friends. It hurt the readers.
So it seems to me that if I'm at such an inner awareness of darkness, that's what I'm going to perceive, is darkness. So I became, not consciously, but I became obsessed with learning how to write and learning how to get as deep into the darkness as possible and then bring it back. To say, okay, here's the problem. I'm not giving you any answer, but here is the problem. Here's the darkness. Now what do you want to do about it? Not consciously what I was about, but that's kind of what I ended up doing. Because the first four books are pathological without any catharsis, any relief, any answers. But if what has happened is something very, very amazing. During these years, I've talked to thousands of people who have gotten letters. And there is one thing, one word, that everyone uses with reference to my work, and that's compassion. And they found within himself the compassion and ability to not judge the people that ordinarily they would judge into the grave. Suddenly they have compassion for these people, which is extraordinary. And that's not what I set out to do. But evidently that's the result, because I hear that from so many people. So the first four books are an attempt to really look at the darkness in as many different ways as I could. Then I wanted to not only go from the darkness to the light, but to show how you get from the darkness to the light. See, I've never wanted to just tell a story. I wanted to put the reader through an emotional experience. And I believe the reason for that is that I've always been a frustrated teacher and a frustrated preacher. And I've known that. You know? So I'm very consciously I work to keep that out of my writing. Because I believe that the writer has no business being there. That the ego has to go. And that's certainly something you understand as an artist. The ideal is to get rid of you, right? And I believe I don't have the right to put me, the ego, between the people in the story and the reader. They should have an interrelationship and experience each other. Because if you really want to teach, you have to do it emotionally. What is the intellect doesn't... It can get a whole bunch of information, but it doesn't turn it into wisdom. And it's wisdom that we need if we're going to save ourselves, our souls, and this bloody thing here. We need wisdom.